Welcome to Explore Radio. I'm Jeff St. Clair. Ohio is the birthplace of air and space pioneers like the Wright brothers, Neil Armstrong, and John Glenn. But has the aerospace industry really taken off here in the birthplace of aviation? In this week's Explore Radio, we meet the new head of the Ohio Aerospace Institute, who's helping map out the state's aviation future. John Sankovic looks out his office window into the airy atrium of the Ohio Aerospace Institute and sees his purpose.
This view is really, it's a big symbol, I think, of what OAI does.
On the left, he sees the banners of the Institute's 10 founding universities, representing the schools that three decades ago established the nonprofit R&D Center.
And on the right, we have the aerospace industry members all prominently displayed. And I sit right in the middle looking at it, and every day I look at how do we bridge those universities with those industry partners.
Sankovic spent 31 years at nearby NASA Glenn Research Center, running several research programs, and most recently as chief technologist and head of tech transfer. But in September, Sankovic took over as president and CEO of the Aerospace Institute. Its ultra-modern headquarters sits just outside the western gates of NASA Glenn and near the runways of Cleveland Hopkins Airport. The building is, in fact, all windows, with views of trees and grassy fields, something Sankovic would like to change.
Hopefully, outside this window, we'll be seeing a lot more businesses and a lot more aerospace.
Revenue for the Ohio Aerospace Institute's $14 million budget is split nearly evenly between NASA and the U.S. Air Force's research arm, along with membership fees from industry partners. It uses that money to sponsor research in advanced materials and more efficient jet engines, and to promote aeronautics education. But Sankovic wants more. He says, look at the Ohio commemorative quarter. It features the Wright brothers airplane and an Apollo astronaut.
Okay, one was 100 years ago and one was 50 years ago, so where are we doing right now and what are we doing for the next 50?
Sankovic says Ohioans may have pioneered aviation and were among the first in space, but the state has failed to capitalize on subsequent aerospace technology breakthroughs.
You know, you look at all the innovations that have slipped through our fingers.
So why didn't it happen here?
I don't know. I don't think that was part of the goal.
Sankovic says work at federal labs like NASA Glenn and even research at Ohio universities has not made it into the marketplace fast enough.
We do this great research, we have this great richness, but it's not getting translated into industry.
Sankovic feels leaders in Columbus could do more to help coordinate investments.
We need to up our game a little bit in the awareness at a state level.
At the local level, efforts are underway to get economic growth around aerospace off the ground. Stuart Mandel is the newly installed director of the AeroZone Alliance, whose goal is to attract businesses to the region surrounding Cleveland Hopkins Airport. And he's aiming high.
We'd like to see a district of 50,000 jobs.
That's double the current number of aerospace jobs in all of Ohio. Part of the challenge for Mandel is bringing together all the players, five cities, Brook Park, Fairview Park, North Olmsted, Berea, and Cleveland, plus NASA Glenn, Hopkins, and the CEOs of local aerospace corporations. But he's got a plan.
The models are, you know, University Circle, Inc. and Midtown Corridor.
And he's got the necessary optimism.
It's just a matter of setting a table and inviting people to the table.
Paul Barnhart is an aerospace engineer who teaches at Case Western Reserve University, and he thinks the optimism around Ohio's potential leadership in aerospace technology is well-grounded.
I think Ohio's got a promising future.
He says the state ranks sixth in the nation in total dollar output in aerospace and defense manufacturing.
Which is not a bad ranking in terms of influence.
Back at the Ohio Aerospace Institute, John Sankovic reveals another jaw-dropping statistic.
Ohio is the number one supplier state to both Boeing and Airbus, but somehow no one seems to know that. And I can tell by the look on your face, you know, you're shocked at that too.
He says Ohio doesn't make airplanes, but
we provide all the landing gear, we provide all the hydraulics, we provide all the controls, we provide all the engines, some avionics.
Sankovic says Ohio has a mature aerospace industry, but he and others are worried that the birthplace of aviation is losing its place as a cradle of innovation. I'm Jeff St. Clair with this week's Explore Radio.